Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Okay, everybody, welcome to the Clutter Chronicles series with Cassandra Giselle. And we were talking before I just hit record, but to kind of continue so that we can get it on here, Cassandra actually found the group by Pinterest. And I'm going to let her take over and let her tell you the story of how she found the group and how she got started.
So a friend of mine had been posting stuff about like minimalism and stuff like from Josh Becker and stuff like that. Yeah. And this is a friend that I had met through the chronic illness community. She has a couple of the same chronic illnesses that I do, and she had been talking about how she thought it would probably help her with her chronic illness to downsize and declutter and all that. And this was around the time that I had my back surgery and I was literally laying in the hospital doing nothing. So I decided to start scrolling through Pinterest and looking for stuff about minimalism. And then this went on for a few months. And when I came across your blog and then jumped into the group.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's one of the really big parts of Cassandra's story that I wanted to share with you guys, because I think a lot of people can relate. And to be honest, Cassandra's had a lot. Like she said, she had a back surgery and was researching. And when you started the courses, didn't you break your leg?
Yes. So I bought 7 days. I bought that the first week of June, I think. Mm-hmm. And I broke my leg the middle of July.
Yeah. And
it was super soon after that.
Yeah. So she had, when you listen to her story, I mean, she has like these big, huge things. You know, we talk about excuses and reasons that you can't or won't declutter. I mean, Cassandra has two huge ones. She had a back surgery. She was in the hospital recovering from that and got out, got into a course, started decluttering, and then broke her leg. And yeah, Emily Garza, you're not on Facebook right now, Cassandra, but she says, I remember your leg and purge pile pics and still made progress. Like she...
Yeah, purging from my wheelchair.
Yeah.
Literally in my wheelchair.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Cassandra can do it with two kids who are pretty young, like 2 and 4 or maybe like 2 and 5?
Yeah. Noah's almost 2 and Gracelyn just turned 5. Okay. So when I broke my leg, it was like a week after Noah's first birthday.
Yeah.
And he actually took his first steps the day I came home from the hospital the last time.
Oh.
Because I was like in the hospital and then I came home and then I had to go back to the hospital because I had MRSA.
Oh my God. I didn't know. I don't remember that part of your story.
Yeah, I did a few days in the hospital and then I did 2 weeks of rehab.
Yeah.
And to learn how to walk basically, because I have this huge rod in my leg now. Ugh. And I got MRSA in the one incision site and had to go back into the hospital for another week.
Yeah. Gosh, that is insane. And I remember her, I always support you guys. I will be like, do what you got to do. Do what you want to do. I got your back. But I remember her messaging me from the hospital after her leg
incident. And she was like, I'm going to do the master classes. And I was like, okay, that's great. And she's like, I'm just going to listen to all of the content and get a plan for that, so that when I can get home and moving, I have a plan and I'm ready to go. I mean, for those of you guys listening, Cassandra was like, literally no excuses. She was like, maybe I can't physically get rid of the clutter right now, but I'm going to make a plan. Like, I'm going to figure out what I want to do and what my action steps are so that she can have a plan. So anything else you want to add to that story, Cassandra? Like, what was that actually like for you?
So when I came home from the hospital with my back surgery, I literally could not do anything. Like, I couldn't even change my son's diaper.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't lift.
Yeah.
So, and my house was so overwhelming at that point. I literally cried probably every day.
Yeah.
And just because it was so overwhelming. And then even in those few months in between that and starting the courses and a little bit that I was able to do before I broke my leg, when I came home after that, I posted in the group crying because I was so happy, because the second time I was able just to, like, my husband was on the floor with the kids rolling around and wrestling.
Yeah.
On the floor, instead of freaking out, like, how are we going to get this house clean and how are we going to do all this while he's working 12-hour days.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that too. And I remember being so excited for you because you kind of just jumped into the group really quickly. Like, you jumped in super fast. All of a sudden, when you guys come into the group, and it was still pretty small back then, I asked you how you found out about it. And she said, Pinterest. And like I said in other episodes, guys, I stalk you, I follow you, I watch you, I figure out, like, you know, what's going on with you. And I was like, this girl from Pinterest joined and is like, I want to do 7 days to run cluttered home. And I was like, that's amazing. And I'm so glad that you did, because, and I think about this too, like with Danielle, if you guys listen to Danielle's episode, like, what if she didn't? And then she broke her leg. She had back surgery and she broke her leg and she was still completely overwhelmed by her home. Like, what if Danielle didn't? And then she had her baby and realized, you know, oh my God, I don't have this job anymore. I'm 3 days postpartum. I have to go on job interviews and figure out what I'm going to do. I'm going to have an earthquake. Like, I was just so relieved that you took that initiative to make those big changes so that when life happened, you could kind of roll with it a lot easier.
Yeah, it was almost like, and even listening to Danielle's story, and there was a couple of other people who, it just seems like it was almost meant to be in that timing. Like, mm-hmm. because as soon as we had started, like, these big things were happening and it made it so much better for us.
Yeah. Yeah. And when those big life things happen, you're not going to regret it. You're going to wish you had done it sooner, because life is still going to happen. You're going to wish that you had done it sooner. So aside from, you know, those major life events, a back surgery, a broken leg, some chronic illnesses, what would you say were your biggest struggles and hesitations?
Before I got started, I always was afraid, like, how I was going to make time to do it. Like, I was already so overwhelmed with my house, like, and with taking care of all the stuff we had, how am I going to make time to get rid of the stuff?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, like, am I going to choose to do the dishes or declutter?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a huge, okay, let's talk about that real quick, because that's one of the biggest problems that moms come up against, is that they want to declutter, but when they do, everything else behind, and this is so common, it's just, I don't really ever have a better answer for you guys, and that's just how it goes sometimes. Like, they're decluttering, but everything is coming undone behind them. The laundry still has to be done. The dishes still have to be done. Kids still have to eat. So how did you push through that?
I was lucky because my husband was on board, and I know there's a bunch of moms that don't have that.
Yeah.
But my husband was on board and was able to help me, like, as much as he could. And I would always say to him, I'm like, let's just think about, like, when was the last time on your day off we could go do something fun instead of cleaning the house?
Ooh, yeah.
And like, if we do this, like, it's going to be hard right now, but it'll be worth it in a few months.
Yeah. And was it worth it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We had so many times where, like, because a lot of my appointments are like an hour away. So like, we would be coming back, and instead of just rushing home to get stuff done, we like could stop and go to the park or do other things. And it was so nice to be able to do those things.
Yeah. Kaylee's sitting in the window. I'm trying to make sure she just doesn't fall. Yeah. And I actually did, I'm glad that you brought up your husband, because that was one of the things that I did want to talk to you about, is that he deserves a high five, because he's always been, from what I've seen, really supportive and steps up. And you guys seem to have a good grip on like the communication part of like, this is what I want to do. This is why, or, you know, what we want to do. This is why we want to do it. And then basically tag teaming it.
Yeah, I was really lucky with his support, and then also like with my family when everything was happening with my back and my leg. My mom was the one watching my kids and helping me. And like, my dad was sick at that time, so my mom was like some sort of superhuman taking care of both my kids and my dad, who was just starting chemo. And I was able to, I think if I would have had to figure out how to watch my kids and take care of myself and take care of the house, it would have been a whole lot harder.
Yeah. 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 You have a really good support system, which I love. I love that. So what were, you know, as you were like going through the process and seeing the benefits that it does work, what would you say were some of the unexpected benefits that came up for you that you didn't think would happen?
The biggest thing was, I had, like, obviously with everything that was going on, there was a lot of mental roadblocks because of that, and my anxiety, which I've had anxiety for a really long time, and just, like, stuff from my past that was coming back up.
Ooh. And, like, what? Care to share?
I don't know. I'm kind of crazy.
I know. Here she is. Oh, God. She's, like, flipping off of the bench. She's wild.
I see half of Kaylee and it's making me nervous.
Sorry. I showed the camera. Here, I can get you on here. She's like on this bench. And it's cheese. You have cheese. You ate it all. So for those things that were coming up for you, were they things like, what kind of things were they? Were like just in case or what if or...
Yeah, I grew up, I hate saying the word poor, but we didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
And, like, so a lot of things, like, you know, I think it was Danielle Gregg that said, like, you can replace it for $20 in 20 minutes. It's okay to let it go. Mm-hmm. But there have been times in my life where $20 is a whole lot of money.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I agree with that. I don't. When we say that, like, I don't ever want it to be like, oh, $20 is nothing. But the point is if it's really that important, you can figure out how to get it or borrow.
Yeah. And I use that as motivation to be like, it's not irreplaceable. And if it's that important, we will figure it out, whether we have to borrow it from somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always like family members or friends that you can ask, like, hey, do you have this item? I need to borrow it for a day.
Right.
Like, and
for when my family comes.
But in my head, I had to get past that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a big deal. And I love that you brought that up because, and I do like that you brought it up just because you were able to get past it, but also because it's not like I just want to clarify. It's not like we're like $20, you know, no big deal. It's only $20. You know, that's not what it is. It's that it's really not that important. It's really not that big of a deal. Not the money.
And once you get into it too, I think most of us have said like anything that we've regretted decluttering has not, like, it's been a minor inconvenience.
Yeah, exactly.
It's never been anything serious.
Yeah, the thing isn't important. The thing is no big deal. And it pretty much everybody left about it. So speaking about that, is there anything that you got rid of that you regret? or missed?
So when we were really decluttering, I accidentally decluttered, well, I think we accidentally decluttered Graceland's Frozen DVD.
Oh, that actually is a big deal.
It disappeared, and it was, there were many tears, and I had to, but luckily I found it at Target on sale right before Christmas.
Yeah. So you recovered.
So it's been recovered.
There are some things like that. That's funny. This is a good thing to bring up too. Like, it's not Baby Shark, it's Chipettes. There are some things, like for my son, like his blanket, if we ever lost that, yeah, it was only like a $20 blanket, but if we lost that, oh my God, like it would be pretty traumatic. Even still to this day, if we lost it, he'd be pretty upset. Or if Kaylee lost her blanket, like I could probably replace it, but it would suck. So anyway, what was your, I'm kind of curious, because I know you had kind of explored the idea of like living with less and minimalism before you actually joined the group. But what was your biggest driving force behind wanting to declutter and kind of your big why?
With how, I think when my back surgery happened, it was so, it was literally crippling, like physically, but also mentally. Like I'll never know if that's going to happen again. Like I could very easily have to have another back surgery, just because of like the different illnesses that I have, it could come up again. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted to be in the place where I was after my surgery, where I couldn't keep up. And I, sounds kind of dramatic, but I really felt like a failure because I couldn't keep up with my house.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take care of my kids the right way. And I couldn't, or not the right way, but the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
And like, I would get in arguments with my husband because it was nothing he was doing wrong, but it was me feeling guilty because he was working 10 or 12 hour days and then coming home and cleaning the house.
Yes. I love that.
There's a lot of guilt with that.
Did you hear the episode that we talked about with Caitlin?
Yeah, I listened to that yesterday and I really liked what she said, where like, yeah, what he said maybe wasn't the right way to say it, mm-hmm. but we also put that pressure on ourselves too.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this conversation. It's come up a few, actually, with Sarah's episode too, it came up a little bit, but you know, like I said, like it's never okay for a husband to be like, why don't you do more today? Right. But it is something that we kind of internalize and wonder, like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I stay up on this? Why can't I keep the house in order? And we internalize that as, you know, part of our identity, that it's something that's wrong with us, and it's not something that's wrong with us. It's literally that we have too much stuff. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah, you can't, it doesn't matter how much I clean this house, it never would have been where I wanted it because it was just too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially when you are in the role. I don't know which one she wants. Especially when you are in the role where you get to stay home with your kids, or you are staying home with your kids and your spouse is working. I felt a lot of that too, like really guilty because he was working all day. And then I, you know, he would come home and I was like, sorry, there's a lot more for you to do here.
Yeah.
And I used to joke that me going to work was the easy part of my day. Going home was hard. Yeah, that sucked too.
Yeah. And you've said this before, it's funny until it's not funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You laugh about it until you're sitting in a ball crying about it. And you're like, oh my God, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah. And that was another one of the unexpected benefits for me too, was, moving past, because there will always be, because of my physical stuff, there will always be things that I can't get done.
Yeah.
And there will always be things that Greg has to pick up the slack on.
Yeah.
Where if I was healthy, I would be able to do it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the unexpected benefits, was getting past that mental part where it's now, I'm okay with that now.
Yeah. Because you've done a lot to alleviate the unnecessary, I think.
Yeah. Like, made it so much easier for me, but also for him. And then, so it's okay if he has to do, if one of the big things is mopping the floor. So it's okay if he has to mop the floor because he's not doing 8 other things too.
Right. Yeah. I love that. That's a really good takeaway, I think. You made it easier for him to help you. Which is amazing.
And to know what needs to be done too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing about clutter too, is that it makes it really overwhelming to even know where to start or what you need to do to get your, you know, you walk into your house, you're like, oh my God, what do I do first?
And that's why I jumped into 7 days so quickly, I think too, was because I had no idea where to start.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I want to do this, but how do I do it?
Yeah. And for anyone listening, the 7 days course that she's talking about, it's so basic and so simple. It's decluttering the most commonly overwhelming areas of your house. Laundry, dishes, toys, bathroom, car, and your surfaces. And it's just super to the point and designed to give you quick relief from your clutter, which worked for Cassandra, so that she could be ready when she broke her leg. Not like she was planning on doing that, right? but she was ready. So I have a question. I didn't put it in the notes, so I'm kind of springing this one on you real quick. I have 2 more questions for you. But where are you at in your decluttering process now, and how are you feeling about it?
So I was thinking about this about a week ago. I would have told you I was about 60% done.
Okay.
But we decided that we are moving in a month.
I saw that.
Yeah, we have 29 days right now. And we decided last week that we're moving. So I think by the time we get moved and unpacked in the new place, we will be, I hate saying done because I feel like we're never done, like, because life changes.
Yeah.
But I will be done when we get to the new place.
Exciting. Are you going to?
I'm so excited.
Are you going to do it like Alaska to Florida style? Just kidding. Not so extreme.
I cannot imagine doing that. We're moving like 3 miles away and it's stressful.
Yeah, it is. Moving is stressful. That's exciting. I was wondering, because I saw that you posted about moving and I was like, what? I didn't know she was moving. So that's good to know that you just decided. I didn't miss it. So
everybody was like, what? You're moving?
Yeah. What? You should go into your course because you're in all of them. Go into the Clutter-Free Motherhood course and watch the Declutter Like You're Moving Across the Country thing. It'll help you.
Yeah, I did the kitchen and the living room the other day while I was packing some stuff.
Yeah.
I watched both of those, so I'm going to watch that one next.
Nice. Good, good. So you're about 60% done. You've been doing it for just under a year, exactly a year, I guess. Which is amazing. You've had a ton of benefits. So what would you say to your family and friends who are on the fence about decluttering?
I've been thinking about this a lot because everyone else has said, just do it.
Yeah.
And that was my first thought, but I want it to be more original than that.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone.
...
But what I came up with was that it's not, the benefits that you'll get from it is not just a clean house. Like, I think most of us started this because we wanted a cleaner house.
Yeah.
And the benefits are so much more than that. And the things that you will gain, like time and money and like having a calm house. And my kids have been more calm and more peaceful since we've done this. And all of those things are worth way more than anything you're going to get rid of.
Ooh. That's strong. That is strong. I love how you worded it, that those things are worth more than you know, any of that stuff that you had. That's so good. Because I think that's what it like catches people. It like gets them hung up of like the value of their stuff. You know, they see it as dollars because you can quantify that. You can measure that. But you can't measure how happy your kids are, how present you are with them, how, you know, peaceful. And, you know, you can also eventually start to measure how much money you save by decluttering and all that. But those things you just can't really quantify like you can the physical stuff.
And I can think about how I wasn't there. I wasn't as present as a mom before I did this or things like that. But I can't remember most of the stuff I got rid of.
Nice. Me neither. I can't either. Like, I'm like, we had lawns full, driveways full, garages full of stuff. I can't remember what any of it was.
I was really thinking about trying to remember. And the only things I remember are that Frozen DVD and the Daniel Tiger trolley.
Yeah.
And those were the things that I should not have decluttered.
Right. Lesson learned. And I think it was accidental. You're probably just like on a, like, a spree, like I'm getting rid of it all.
Well, and we had like giant, we would literally have like a tote, a big plastic tote.
Yeah.
Of stuff to be donated. And sometimes other things would get dropped in there by the kids and I wouldn't realize it.
Yeah.
And then I would be like taking it to the donate and I'm like, wait, that's not supposed to be in there.
We need this.
And actually our silverware was in one of the bags to donate the other day. Like all of our silverware. Nice. And I had to save it.
Kids are like, we don't need this, mom. You're getting rid of everything else. Might as well just get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Anything. That is so funny. So there are some people, I'm just going to read some of the comments that they have real quick to you and then we'll hang up. But Emily says she got MRSA from surgery too. That's crazy.
I've been hearing it a lot recently. It's apparently way more common than I thought.
Yeah. Coming to terms with the thing does not equal money. That was hard. Yeah, they agree. So it is hard, but it's worth it. So thank you for doing this with Cassandra. I love getting to hear your story. I'm excited for other moms to learn from you and be inspired because, like I said at the beginning, if Cassandra could do this while she's got a broken leg and it's like, that's not going to stop me. Like, I'm going to make a plan and do it anyway from my wheelchair. Like, I mean, really, what's stopping you? Like,
I mean, I might have been a little crazy doing that. But
she's a little bit crazy. So there's that. But it's a good kind of crazy. It's a crazy on a mission. She was a mom on a mission. Okay. Well, everybody on Facebook, we're going to hang up. I will see you guys later. And everybody on the podcast, we'll see you later too. Hey, friend. Did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.